This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Cirencester. Get the Christmas party started at Stoney's, with tables available for up to 50 people, or buffets for up to 70 people. Hurry and book yours now before they all go by calling 01285 642 006 or visiting www.stoneys.co. Let the festivities begin!
Ahoy, ahoy, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly digest of everything that is Star Wars in the Star Wars world. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Here we are. It's episode 54.
54 already. Hasn't 54, time flown?
It has.
That's over a year's worth.
Yeah.
If you listen to one a week.
And we haven't done one every week.
No. Isn't that amazing?
Didn't start the way it was, though, did it?
It was all Marvel. We used to do a bit of everything.
We leave the Marvel and DC and that now to Rob Johnson and his podcast.
Yeah, a bit more of an expert on the stuff.
Yeah, he can do all that stuff.
Absolutely. So let's get cracking, because a major story broke in the last week.
It did, just after we'd done last week's episode.
It was. So a huge announcement was released with the revelation that Rian Johnson has been given charge of a brand new Star Wars trilogy. Now, it's early days, so no details have been announced about what the new movies will be about. But according to the official Star Wars site, the films will be a move away from the Skywalker story and into previously unexplored bits of the galaxy with the new characters. Rian Johnson will outline the trilogy and is on board to write and direct the initial entry, working alongside his regular producer, Ram Bergman, and the Lucasfilm team. Kathleen Kennedy said, "We all loved working with Rian on The Last Jedi. He's a creative force, and watching him craft The Last Jedi from start to finish was one of the joys of my career. Rian will do amazing things with the blank canvas of this new trilogy." In a joint statement from Rian Johnson and Ram Bergman, they then said, "We had the time of our lives collaborating with Lucasfilm and Disney for Star Wars. Star Wars is the greatest modern mythology and we feel lucky to have contributed to it. We can't wait to continue with the new series of films." So, Pav, my question to you is, what do you think they will do and what would you like them to do?
Well, Twitter poll on our Pinecast page and put out there what do you think would be what would be the best thing. I think it's 50% come out and said Old Republic.
Yeah,
and I know it will go on to one of your later questions as well. First of all, and the reason that this episode is going to be called is Rian the New Lucas.
Yeah,
because it seems like they're setting it up for that particular trilogy to work in the same way that George Lucas did for the original trilogy. Where he wrote and directed the first one and then was like the executive producer, overseer of the second and third movies, which I think is great. Now, the one thing I will say, it's obvious that Lucasfilm are more than happy with what he's done in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
In regards to writing it and directing it, and we never had any...
There was no issues.
No issues, or there was no rumours that, oh, things aren't going too well. It seemed everybody enjoyed what they were doing.
And it seems he finished on time, and obviously within budget, because that's one of the first things reported.
Exactly. So everything's... And also then it makes you realise, because a lot of people said, well, I wanted Rian Johnson to write and direct episode 9. This is obviously the reason why. Because there were some people online that were saying, oh, they've given him this trilogy because they overlooked him for episode 9. I think that they gave him this trilogy instead of doing episode 9.
I think they'd given it to him and it had been greenlit. It's not something that was just instant. It had probably been done way before that announcement had come out.
Yeah, because a lot of people were saying, well, he doesn't want to do episode 9 because he wants to rest away from Star Wars. This, to me, makes it sound like this is a guy that loves Star Wars so much that he now, instead of like... Because if he wanted to, he could have done episode 9 and then be done. Mm. And then that was it. This now is going to be potentially like 6, 7, 10 years of his life now, doing this, overseeing all of this. It's going to be interesting how they time the 3 movies, because I think the rumour is it's going to be starting in like 2020.
Right.
So they're going to get Han Solo, episode 9, Obi-Wan Kenobi movie out of the way, and then he can start work on that. So he's going to get a break anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting whether or not they do these movies every year or every other year, like they've done with the...
I mean, it wouldn't... It would probably work the same as they're doing now, wouldn't it? To have a standalone interspersed with this new trilogy. I can't see why they would change that formula.
So that, for me, then makes me think that there will be a massive gap in the Skywalker saga. They will have like a 10-year gap. So we won't see another Star Wars movie until maybe 2029.
What,
as, mean, as in a Skywalker movie.
A continuation.
Yeah, so it gives them a chance to have a bit of a break for things, whatever happens in episode 9, to happen and settle. And then it could be the next generation. So Rey could potentially be the older stateswoman, if you like.
If they even go back to
If they even go back, but if they have an episode 10, 11, 12, instead of it then being straight after episode 9, or even if it's 5 or 6 years, it's time. This is my theory, that's why they're going to do a Rian Johnson trilogy, because that can then be a self-contained story away. So it almost makes you forget about the Skywalker saga for a bit, and then boom, then come back in 7 or 8.
Makes perfect business sense.
You know, 2025, 2026, the Skywalker saga is back, instead of just constantly. Because I think, I'm not saying that people will be tired of it, but in regards to the storyline, then. I mean, we've said already the opening of episode 8 is not giving them any time to take a breath from the end of episode 7, which is, in one way, which is great for, like, when I go and see the double bill, because it will run, it's like watching one big, massive film.
Yeah.
When it comes to a whole trilogy, I think that's going to be just too much. You need a little bit of a breather in between, I think.
Yeah.
What I think it's going to be, I think we've said before, I hope that the Old Republic is going to be a TV series. So it's got time to breathe and it's got time to do that. There's a thing, and I'm not sure exactly, there are people that be out there that listening to this and watching this will be able to tell me, but there's a thing called Wild Space, which is a particular part of the Star Wars galaxy. And it keeps getting apparently dropped and mentioned in books and things like that. And it's an undiscovered part of the Star Wars galaxy.
Right.
Now, just them saying that makes me think, well, that is just basically a blank canvas that Rian Johnson can do whatever he likes. Star Wars Wild Space. And just call it that. And Wild Space Episode 1, Episode 2, Episode 3... And it's all about stuff that is going on there.
I mean, the size of the universe and everything that's around it, what we see is quite a small aspect of it, isn't it? I know that sounds very sciencey. Well, it doesn't sound sciencey, but it's a bit obvious. But the whole thing now is a blank canvas for him.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I'm with you. I think the Old Republic would better suit a TV show.
Yeah.
Whether they'll be brave enough and put it as a Game of Thrones style
I don't think they will.
We'll come on to that in a minute.
But I really, again, there were some people on a podcast I was listening to today saying that they hope that, you know, that it could be other stories with Rey and Finn and but then the quote said that it's, you know, with characters that we've never seen before,
and a whole new
situations we've, you know, and places that we've never seen before, which every Star Wars movie. Excuse me. You get places that you've never seen before.
No.
But they're talking about... For me, it seems like it's almost going to be like a brand new saga. So it's going to be... I mean, I would assume it would still... Because if it doesn't have certain elements, it's not going to feel like Star Wars. Whether... I mean, the Force is around us all, so I'm assuming it'll have Force. Will it have Jedi and Sith or lightsabers and that?
Well, I mean, it can carry on having that element to it. Absolutely. All they've said is the Skywalker saga. So that is like your Reys and Finn and things like that, because they're involved in that universe. To me, that feels like, come episode 9, we'll stop that and we'll start something new. And hopefully something fresh and new.
Yeah.
So something completely different.
But yeah, it's... I mean, a lot of what was in that was very ambiguous because you don't quite know it, you know, when they say that.
Would it bother you if the Star Wars film opened with, didn't open with, in a galaxy far, far away? You know, a long time ago in a galaxy far,
yeah,
far away.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
I mean, would it bother you if it lost the long time ago and just came up with in a galaxy far, far away?
I don't know. I did read somewhere that a scientist actually, I don't know how, but managed to work out exactly when Star Wars was set.
Right.
And they said it was supposed to be set something like 4 billion years ago. That's how long ago, ago was. I don't know. I didn't.
I was going to say, how do you even start?
I didn't quite read how they worked that out, what their theory was, but I just thought that was quite an interesting, because you always wonder, you know, how it would be. But
would it bother you if they bought it away from being a long time ago?
No, it bothered me. We said this last week. It bothered me in Rogue One that it didn't have the start that all Star Wars.
But you could have
had
the start, but all they've lost is a long time ago. That's what
so
I mean.
So you're just saying
in a galaxy far, far away.
What? But then what? Then it'd be up to date.
How that would look, I don't
so
know.
So I mean, would it be totally bonkers and mad if Rian Johnson did a trilogy where characters in Star Wars were
on Earth,
they did a crossover with Marvel?
Would it be? That would be bonkers.
That would be, but now that Marvel are moving into a cosmic time, I mean, the thing is, it wouldn't be people that we knew. No. You're looking at 4 billion years on.
That's what I mean.
It wouldn't be people that we knew.
All I know is, I think by the sounds of things, they've got a guy that passionately loves Star Wars.
That's what you want.
I think you can sort of trust him to take it forward in the right direction, can't you? You don't need to. I don't think, you know, you haven't got squeaky bum time.
No, I mean, and again, if they'd have said the same thing, if it had been swapped and it was Rian Johnson was doing episode 9 and J.J. Abrams is the one that's got a trilogy, I'd be just as happy. It's the fact that they haven't, again, when it comes to the second episode and the third episode of that trilogy, who they decide to choose.
Wouldn't it be quite sweet if he got J.J. back in?
What, to do one of his
movies?
I mean, it would be, but I think again, if they had then turned around Lucasfilm tomorrow and said, well, Rian Johnson is now going to be our Kevin Feige of the Star Wars universe, that, I think, would be really, really good. If you've got, you need somebody, I think that's where...
Would he want to be? He's a filmmaker.
I know
he
is. I know he is. But he's obviously quite happy to be overseeing episode 2 and episode 3 of this particular trilogy. I mean, he may well go on to write and direct. Things like this always change. If you look at Episode 9 was going to be written and directed by Colin Trevorrow, and that has completely changed.
Well,
and
even way before then, it was, what's his name, Josh Trank.
Yeah, well, but then again, the original rumour was that Rian Johnson was going to write 8 and 9.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Colin Trevorrow was going to direct Episode 9. So things like this change, because like we say, this isn't going to happen for another two or three years.
I was going to say, they're not even going to start. Well, they'll probably start with the stories and working out what they're going to do, but the announcements aren't even going to be out there for
another
3 years.
It's encouraging with the fact that we're looking now at the next 10, 12 years of Star Wars.
Because, I mean, what we got next year, which is a bit bizarre because we're going so close to two movies, aren't we? So we've got Han Solo at the beginning of next year, sort of May.
Yeah.
We've then not got anything till the following, because they haven't really announced a date, have they?
December.
It is December. Yeah, so they've got a long way to go to December.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman 2 has just moved from the week before Star Wars to the sort of mid-start of November.
Which just makes me wonder why they did the Han Solo when they did. But anyway, regardless. So then we've got Obi-Wan will probably be, I can't see that being the following May.
Well, then you're going in, that's 2020 then, isn't
it? Yeah, that's what I mean. It's still 2020. So by then, I would assume they'll be ready and started production into...
I mean, unless the reason that Han Solo moved to May is for them to have a look and see what if there is an appetite for a Star Wars movie in May, and you get your two Star Wars movies a year.
It's got a big. It's a lot to contend with.
Obi-Wan Kenobi comes out in May.
So we got Avengers out in April. Is it April?
I think something like that.
And then, yeah, that's a big.
But you look at Marvel. They're knocking out three Marvel movies a year, and they're all event movies. You know, Fox next year. I think they've got three X-Men movies coming out next year.
They've got the New Mutants, haven't they?
They've got Dark Phoenix, and there's another one. And I feel like I can't remember what it is.
Well, Deadpool, in theory.
So, you know, it's...
Well, with this discussion, let me just quickly move on to the next topic, because another announcement was made by Disney chief Robert Iger that a live-action TV series set in the Star Wars universe is once again in active development and is taking aim at a planned release on Disney's new streaming service launching 2019. Now, this new Disney streaming service is also saying it's going to undercut the subscription fee of Netflix.
Yeah. Which I'm sure it will be at the start.
Yeah.
Because, now obviously a story that broke again, I think it was last week after we'd done our show last week, about Fox and Disney were in negotiations and it's sort of broken down, but I believe it's still on the table.
The negotiations are broken down, but it's still there.
That Disney are looking at buying their movie catalogue, basically. Nothing to do with their Fox News or anything like that, or the channels. It's just the movie and TV. And that is solely, I believe, for the purpose of getting content for their streaming services. They can't charge the same as Netflix because they're not going to have the same kind of movies or TV as Netflix.
And the quantity at the moment, exactly.
The catalogue isn't going to be there.
No.
I mean, that's why Netflix, I think, started at like $4.99 a month or whatever.
Now, I actually was surprised because I had seen something advertised that you could buy something and stream something from Disney. But it was the Disney cartoon thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got that mixed up with this new TV show. Now, we said about the Old Republic, and that's what we're both in agreement we would like to see as the new TV show. I just think it would work so well. It's got so many options. Now, because it's called the Disney streaming service, that then scuppers me thinking that they're going to go brave and adult. Just because it's got the logo Disney on. It could be a little bit out there, but it's not going to be your Game of Thrones or your adults.
No, but then you look at Marvel and like Punisher and Daredevil is more of a darker... I know it's not the Disney brand, but it wouldn't surprise me if they maybe... I don't think it needs to be...
No. But it would be a brave move, is what I'm saying.
It doesn't need to be... I mean, that's not one thing that Star Wars is. Star Wars isn't all tits and...
No.
I was going to say and cutting people's heads off, but you do get people's limbs being cut off.
But what we've always said, it'd be nice to see whether they could do an adult... a mature version of something and see whether it works.
I really think sometimes... I mean, Star Wars can be really dark. You know, in the movies that we've seen, there is some dark, dark moments. And I don't think you need to... when you're saying making it more mature, you're talking about like having the kind of language that they have in Game of Thrones, because that isn't needed.
No, that isn't in the Star Wars universe.
I think the fact that you could definitely have something that is, I think more that it's a medieval kind of setting. Mm. It doesn't. I think it could be just Star Wars. It doesn't need to be a mature.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
It will be. The one thing I will say, you know, I was thinking about this today. Obviously, Rebels is coming to an end. I think they've just finished the first half of the last season of it, and Dave Filoni, who's the head and has been the head of Clone Wars and all of that sort of stuff, saying that they're going to be working on a new TV show. I'm wondering whether or not he'll be the showrunner because I think they've always said that he is being ushered as the new George Lucas. He is like the guy that knows everything that you need to know about Star Wars. George Lucas took him under his wing, and you feel like, I'm not saying that it doesn't belittle the TV shows, but you feel like he wants to do something more substantial. Or maybe Rian Johnson will give him one of the trilogy movies, you know, as something so he can show that he can do live action.
Yeah.
And I think that the the live action TV show might be perfect for him.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I think anyway.
So
that's my two cents.
No, and
God, well, it's been very analytical tonight,
it has, hasn't it? Well, let's just lighten up a little bit. Well, not lighten
well,
up,
not
but
really, no.
The IMAX poster was revealed this week for The Last Jedi. Just saying.
Okay.
No, actually, it was released via the official IMAX Twitter account. Now, will this be the last time we see Carrie Fisher? Because obviously, with the IMAX poster, it's a lot clearer that you can see her on there. On a Star Wars poster. Because obviously, they've said that they will address it in Episode 9 and she, how or why. But I think she's going to have to appear somehow. Well, do you think this is
no,
the last
I think she'll be on the Episode 9 poster somehow.
Yeah.
I just... Even if it's like a outline in the stars in the background, I think she'll be, with the fact that they've said that she's going to play a part in Episode 9, even if it's just by, I just think she's going to be in it.
Now, we live in the Cotswolds, and a big town near us is called Swindon, right?
Yeah.
Have you read the report that the plans have been given the go-ahead for the Oasis complex? Where they are going to build the UK's largest IMAX screen.
Well, there you go. It's about time.
So that excites me, because I absolutely love the IMAX.
And it shows you, doesn't it, just how bad the town is that we live in, that we've got no cinemas, and Swindon, which is, what, 13 miles down the road, has five?
Yeah.
Is it five?
Four. It's got the one... Three cinemas, isn't it? Because it's got the one... West Swindon, it's got the one in the centre of Swindon and then the one on the other side, Green.
Oh, right, okay.
So that'll be four cinemas.
But then it'll be four cinemas.
But it might not be a cinema, it might just be that one screen. And
That's fine.
It excites me.
That'd be great. That would be great. You can't. There's nothing better than watching a proper IMAX movie.
Yeah. And you saw the Star Wars, The Force Awakens on a proper IMAX?
I did, in France. I didn't only see it in IMAX, I saw it in French.
Yeah, but regardless of that, you knew what was going on.
Well,
but...
I mean, luckily I'd seen The Force Awakens, I think, three times before that, so I knew what was going on.
Because there are IMAX screens situated in normal multiplexes.
Yeah.
And they call them IMAX, they're run by IMAX, they're screened and the cameras project via the IMAX facility.
But the screen isn't a fraction of the size. It's not.
So the one in France was
a proper five-story.
When it's been filmed on an IMAX camera and it fills that screen top to bottom, you can't beat that feeling. It actually giving me goosebumps now thinking of it.
I was a typical Englander because I walked in and then thought, oh, well, they're going to be subtitles or it'll be voiced over. And then they started talking in French. And I thought, oh, shit. No, they're not.
But you still enjoyed it?
It was fantastic.
There you go.
It was fantastic.
I really want to see The Last Jedi on the IMAX.
Yeah.
But are you seeing the IMAX with the double bill?
No, it's just in 3D. Yeah.
Right, because they have done it on the IMAX.
Yeah.
Right, Japan will be getting its own premiere of The Last Jedi a whole 9 days before the film opens in most markets. This will also be 2 full days ahead of the world premiere in Los Angeles. Lucasfilm and Disney have been given both Rogue One and The Force Awakens similar treatment. So anyone fancy a trip to Japan?
That sounds good. I always thought they had it a little bit later, but obviously...
No, it's been announced that they're having their premiere.
But it's a very important market now, isn't it? It's not just about the American box office now, it's about worldwide and Japan is... And...
Well, you think how many people live on such a small island. That's an inbuilt market, isn't it, there?
Yeah.
So, well, that's the end of my story.
Okay, I was just going to mention about the... although it didn't really pick up and get very much thing about the tweet that was sent out with what could be the very first look at old Neren Riker's Han Solo.
Right, okay. Was he wearing, like, the black and white outfit?
No, he had... See, I don't know whether or not it was a real thing or not, because the costume that he was wearing, and it looked like it was a promotional cup of a cinema with loads of different pictures of all different things of movies coming out in 2018. And the costume that he had on looked very much like the Empire Strikes Back Han Solo costume.
Right.
With the blue jacket and the sort of the white shirt that was like tucked in over itself underneath. So if you're watching this on YouTube, though, there's a picture that I put up of the screen grab, so you'll be able to see that. But It didn't seem to get very much sort of traction on any of the, any of the other websites. So maybe it was not true, but somebody tweeted it out. So
all right,
but you know,
intriguing.
There isn't, you know, the internet isn't always true.
No, no. But what do you think about Rian Johnson taking over the trilogy?
Indeed.
What would you like to see? What would you like him to do? Also with the live TV series, what would you like to see on that? Do please leave a comment below. And when you do leave a comment, remember to press the like button.
That's right. And you can come and also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Come and leave a review and also do stuff like that.
Well, you can actually follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.
You've got either the That's No Moon.
Indeed. And also, we have a Threadless store now up with all of our merchandise for That's No Moon. All you have to do is go to pancast.threadless.com. And you'll see all of the merch that we've got for That's No Moon. We've got some fantastic stuff. And at the moment, if you are in the US, it's orders over $45. And if you're in just international, it's orders over $80. You get free delivery as well up until December the 15th.
That's very good.
There you go. So it's well worth having a look. There's some fantastic stuff on there. There'll be some pictures on the YouTube video now.
There we are then.
So that's it. That's it for episode 54. We will see you next week, ready for another episode and another week closer to The Last Jedi. I cannot wait. Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you very much.
And may the Force be with you all.
Always.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Pavo.
Hey.
Are you tired of listening to generic, boring radio podcasts?
Boring.
That's good.
Want to put a bit of fun back in your Thursdays?
Fun. Good work, you were long. So why not join us and Kelly
and Jen,
naturally,
for an hour of sometimes NSFW fun
and frolics.
Could you mug a pug? That's the real question.
No, you can never mug a pug.
No,
you can mug one off. Including the UK top 10 movies.
Third highest grossing movie of the year. The year is...
Kelly's G-Spot.
Jen's Challenge. Challenge.
And also featuring Barry Gibb's Health Tips.
Ta-da. There's nothing on TV on Thursdays anymore, so come and entertain your ears.
You're funny.
With the Pancast Show.
Phenomenal.
Check us out at pancast.co.uk, or you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
It's all right.